Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
You said you would do the weather. I gave you the thing.
Your WTMJ 5-day forecast is sponsored by Dave Drake.
The man's a puddle this morning.
Your comfort is their family's tradition. All is well. Fine. You're saying it.
Now you're taking my... hang on.
We'll you guys are a little slap happy this
morning. We'll get
morning,
to
huh?
that.
You guys leave the studio, and look, I understand doing a morning show, you're not let out of the studio very often. You guys have been let out of the studio. You were let out into the wild for four consecutive days.
Yeah,
now you're back in here, and you don't know what to do. A little slap happy, probably. I mean, a lot of long hours for you boys over here on TMJ.
I love that he's pulling convention. You into this, too. That's great.
ESPN Milwaukee's Gabe Neitzel joining us
solution.
In studio this morning. What had happened, Gabe, is... Eric Big Plans Bilstead declared yesterday, I think I'm staying for the speech. I think I'm going to stay.
I want to cover it. Cover the speech.
You're not, as you've seen coming down here with the security thing and whatever, you're not leaving and coming back. Like, that ain't happening.
No.
So he just stayed down here. He slept here last night.
And this boy.
But yes, great for him, but this is what I have to work with now this morning.
And then on top of
this is my co-pilot.
So not only do you have just, you know, the after effects of this huge event that took place in Milwaukee, but then you have...
Not fair. No, $100.70
You have people screaming at airline employees at airports across the world because of this huge major global outage that is affecting everyone.
Gate agent has to be one of the toughest jobs, right?
Because it's very rarely your fault.
It's, you know what?
Right?
I don't know if it's ever your fault.
Ever.
You're just the person there to take... I felt so bad for the gate agent one time. So I take a trip every year out to Vegas, playing a Wisconsin PGA Pro-Am out there. And we had a group of guys all in the same, you know, all on the same flight. I think there were five or six of us. And one of the guys decided he was going to change his flight because he wasn't going to come back with us, was going to meet his wife or something in Arizona. And when he did that, he noticed that on the original flight, he was flying standby. He goes, well, that's kind of weird. So he like quickly changed his flight, ended up getting one that got him a layover in Denver. Turns out, I won't name the airline, but you could probably figure it out in terms of direct flights from Milwaukee to Vegas. They sent a plane in that had 30 less seats than what they had sold and what they thought that they initially were going to have. So we're all sitting there and they're like, hey, if you're flying standby, 0% chance you're getting on because we're kicking people off this flight. And by the way, you're not getting out to Vegas until Tuesday unless maybe you want to drive down to Midway. That's about the only way you could get out to Vegas. So everyone's flipping on like this poor gate agent. Like the pilot was apologizing profusely to us once we get on it. And we were the ones that got on. We were the ones that were on. He was so embarrassed. Like this gate agent's now got to deal with 30, 35 people that were trying to get to Vegas. Now can't get there. This is a Sunday. Can't get there till a Tuesday. And it's not his fault. He's not the one who went, you know what we should do? Let's send in a smaller plane than what we sold. Like he's not the one doing that. And this poor kid agent just, you could hear the fear in his voice when he got onto the little phone loudspeaker thing in the terminal. Like, you could hear the fear in his voice when he announced this because he realized at 5 a.m. how crappy of a day he was about to have on a Sunday.
What do we know about what happened, E? This was not, and we want to make sure we're clear because your brain first races to cyber attack.
Yeah, this
right?
was this not a case. Cyber attack. This was like a product update. Linked to an internet security firm, CrowdStrike, the issue causing the main three big U.S. airlines to have to halt operations.
So United, this is something
Delta,
someone did on purpose.
Yeah, just
hey, we're
doing
gonna,
an update.
Hey, listen, we're going to run the new security software through. We're just going to click the update. Some dude somewhere clicked.
Go ahead and hit update. Yep, go ahead and reboot that computer.
and now it's just a blue screen.
Right. Yeah, and it impacted Microsoft in some way, and it's affected everything. It's not just the airports, but you're talking about airports across the country. Australia, they have them grounded. Here in Milwaukee, on the worst possible day, the Milwaukee airport has got grounded airlines.
We have like 40,000 people trying to leave here right now.
All at the same time.
Plus anybody else who had vacation or whatever right?
Best of luck to you. That's, and again, like, I don't know. I understand you're mad and you're frustrated. And there are times, you know, but please just treat the gate agent with a little bit of like he's got to deal with 40 other screaming people. Like, just be a person. It's not his fault. I understand you're frustrated. You want to yell at someone. That's not the guy to yell at.
Right. Belly up to the bar and enjoy your day.
Yeah. Like just
there you go.
Or days.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
As the case may be. 657 on Wisconsin's Morning News.